things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, there's those patience, Jenny. And the aged women, same thing. Likewise means same thing. Amen. Aged women be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. Aged women likewise. He gives them a little bit extra here, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Amen. Why is it that the Lord has entrusted women, amen, many times to raise up the standard of holiness? Because that's where oftentimes it lets down first. Devil knows where the weak point is. Huh? He got Eve off to herself and undermined her defenses. Amen. And then she got Adam off to himself and undermined his. Amen. Oh, God. Aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Amen. Not Jezebel, holiness. Amen. Not a gypsy, holiness. Amen. No offense to gypsies. They got to be saved just the same as anybody, but they got to come out of their heathenism. Amen. I mean, if you get saved, you'll quit fortune telling. You get saved, you'll get rid of your tarot cards, whatever they are. Amen. You get saved, you'll get rid of your crystal ball. Huh? Amen. You get saved, you'll get rid of your, what's that where they read the stars? Horoscope. Amen. They can tear it out of the newspaper as far as you're concerned. You get saved, you don't have to read the horoscope. Amen. Amazes me, you know, everybody looks to their horoscope, see what their fortune is, you know, and no matter what it is, you can't do a thing about it. Can't change it. Amen. Praise God. You're stuck with it. Hallelujah. God's the only one can change it. We don't need to look to the stars. We need to look to the one that made the stars. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And not false accusers. Amen. Not given to much wine. Teachers are good things. Now, if you false accuse, somebody will pick it up and tell it for the truth. Huh? And you started it if you false accused. And they just picked it up and said, Sister so-and-so said, and then, I mean, time it gets around town, it's a definite, undeniable fact. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, glory to God. That not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober. Hallelujah. You know, it'd have to have a lot less holiness preaching in church if a mother would do their job. Teach the girls, right? Amen. Yeah. You know who gets mad at the preacher? First thing, I mean, right off the bat, because the preacher preaches holiness. Mama. Grandma. Amen. She's the one that stirs up the trouble, not the kids. It's Mama and Grandma. Amen. You run my little girl off. Trying to run her off to heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trying to run her off to revival. Trying to run her off to camp meeting. Praise God. Trying to run her off to the blessings and glories and the untold of the riches of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Aged women teach young women to be sober, to love their husbands. Huh? To love their husbands. You know why young women don't love their husbands? Because the old women didn't. Praise God. Huh? I mean, they taught it by their example. She don't know how. Amen. She didn't have no example. Praise God. And so in her insecurity, she's afraid to go too far out on a limb on this love thing. Amen. So she just don't love her husband. Huh? I'm not preaching yet. Amen. To love their husbands and to love their children. Amen. Sister here, Sunday morning, I guess it was, or Sunday night, I can't remember which. Amen. Was praying the altar. She had been here before, but she had a different hairdo and I didn't recognize her. Amen. And she was praying the altar. I thought she'd come to get saved. She said she's praying to get her kids back. All you got to do is do right. There ain't enough laws in the land to keep you from having your kids. You'll do right. Amen. God will give them back to you, nothing else. You do the right thing. Hey? Amen. That's all you got to do. Get in church, stay in church, and do right. Amen. Praise God. God will plead your cause. Love their children. Praise God. To be discreet. Chaste. Amen. That's a word for, they got a term they use, Mr. Clean. Amen. Well, amen. Chaste is extra clean. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Tell them LL so it said so. Amen. Be discreet. It's wise. Make wise choices. Seek the will of God. Amen. Chaste. Keepers at home. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've been in some preacher's houses where their wife need to learn this one. Amen. Hallelujah. I had a revival one place. They never washed a dish till they got ready to eat. Amen. One day they went out to pick blackberries and I decided that I could wash every dish in that house and clean the clutter and litter and filth off the floor and fix the beds and scour that brown stuff that had run down the stove off and clean the whole house up before they got back. Amen. So I set in to clean that house up. Amen. I was sweeping up the last pile of litter in the living room when they came in. Had two big girls in the house. They went running through the house. They said, Brother Collins, you must be a woman. Pastor laughed and said, Brother Collins would make some man a good wife. Amen. Had it all cleaned up. Amen. Yeah. Why didn't he do it? Praise God. Hadn't been taught. Amen. Keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. Huh? Obedient to their own husbands, not the master ceremonies of the TV talk show. Huh? Praise God. Obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Amen. How am I doing? I'm just reading with a little comment once in a while. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. That means same thing for the young men. Aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound of faith, charity, and patience. Aged women, same thing for the young men. Be sober-minded. Well, I don't want to get old before my time. No danger. I mean, these 40-year-old kids running around, you know, trying to still be a teenager. They have time to grow up after a while. Amen. Praise God. You will. I mean, amen. If mama can't read you the right act, the judge will. I stood in court with some from right here in this church. Amen. The judge looked right at that boy and he told him, said, your mother and dad couldn't do nothing with you. I'll stand right there with him when he told him. He said, we're going to do something with you. Amen. And really, what he told him was the truth. Amen. And he really gave that boy a real break. He got another chance. That judge sentenced him, amen, but suspended the sentence on his good behavior. Talked real rough, that boy, right there in court, amen, but gave him the biggest break of his lifetime. I was there. Praise God. Amen. And we'll grow up after a while, one way or the other. Mom or dad can't tell us anything. Why, The judge will. I guarantee you the judge will. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Ooh, glory. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part might be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. I'm just reading the Bible. You like it? You like the Word of God? Is it okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Exhort the servants. That's the employees in our everyday language. The servants. Amen. We have what we call capital and labor. Here he's talking to the labor. Amen. Exhort the servants to be obedient to their own masters. Do what the boss says to do. Amen. Do what your boss tells you to do. Glory to God. And to please them well. Who? Your master. Your boss. Please them well. Amen. Yeah, you say, Brother Con, you just ain't got the kind of boss I've got. You just ain't been in public. Oh, yes, I have too. Amen. And I never had a boss that I didn't please. Amen. Them boys would lay rocks along as that boss looking at them, and me and old man was pounding rocks into them on the other side of the river while they was rip-rapping the whole embankment underneath the end of the bridge to keep the river from washing it away. On the other side, they worked real hard long as the boss was there. But just as soon as he'd leave, they'd sit down and smoke. They didn't know he knew exactly what they was doing. Amen. He came over to me the day I was 17 years old, pounding those rocks in those bigger rocks to stop up the cracks so the water couldn't get in to undermine the riprap. Amen. And I was seeking the Holy Ghost real. I was 16 years old, seeking the Holy Ghost real hard. While I was doing that, we stayed in church till 1 o'clock in the morning. One more, go out and work, pound them rocks. Amen. And the boss knew what they was doing over on the other side of the river. A bunch of preacher's kids, if you please. Backslidden preacher's boys. The preacher wasn't backslid, but they was. All of them knew better. Amen. But they'd work real hard and sit down and smoke just as soon as the boss left. He came down one day and asked me if I wanted to go with him on his next jobs. I could work with him all his jobs if I wanted to. He says, now, he said, I've been watching, said I need a good hand, and said I'd be glad to take you with me. Amen. When I was forking bales into the thrashing machine and hauling those sheaves of wheat and barley on the wagon and throwing them into the thrashing machine, I tried to throw in more than anybody and tried to do a better job than anybody. Amen. The old farmer that had the thrashing machine went all over the country, said, you made me a good hand, son, said, I'd like to take you with me. Amen. Every boss is looking for a good servant. Every boss is looking for somebody he can trust. When his back is not turned, amen, that they'll do what's... Every boss is looking for that. You think he's so crabby that nobody can get along with him, you just try pleasing him. Try doing what he says, amen. Yeah, he'll show you his kindness. Amen. Please them well in all things, not answering again. Amen. Not purloining, that's the... old English word for stealing. Sticking things in your pockets before you leave the job. Our factories today are suffering because the employees are stealing them blind. Amen. Johnny Cash even wrote a song a few years ago about carrying a car out of the factory a piece at a time. Amen. One piece at a time, you know. Amen. Of course, he had a 49 front fender and a 58 back one, you know, there nothing matched, but he carried it out a piece at a time. They wondered what it was when he went down the street with it. Amen. Not purloining. That means carrying off the tools. Carrying off the... Amen. Brother Sailor, he welded that silver down here for General Electric. Amen. And they'd check them, you know, for silver. You know, they'd carry a lot of silver out of GE. Amen. They had a lot of silver at their disposal welding those jet engines together. Amen. Need people you can trust. Not purloining, but showing all good fidelity. That means faith and faithfulness. Amen. Well, glory to God, I'm reading up my time and haven't preached yet. Maybe I have. Amen. That they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Who, you boss that don't know God? Your master don't know God? They might get saved by watching you. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Wait a minute. We ain't done talking about grace. Amen. What does grace do? Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Hallelujah. Amen. I worked for Charles Mayberry Jr. I helped build a Baptist church right there in Cape Girardeau. Amen. Not too far from that hospital where Doug Cornett is right now. Amen. And I went to work for a dollar and a half an hour for Charles Mayberry Jr. He was a backslider. Amen. After a while, I asked him for a raise, $2 an hour. He didn't even take a second thought about it. He just started paying me $2 an hour because I'd been faithful and made him a good hand, and he knew it. Amen. And, you know, praise God, I lived long enough to see Charles Mayberry Jr. get saved, fill the Holy Ghost, and start preaching the gospel. And he's retired now. Amen. Up Peak in Illinois, still goes to Elko Camp Meeting, still works on Elko Camp Meeting, one of the finest carpenters he knew wood in the ways, had a way with wood. And I learned a lot from Charles Mayberry Jr. But if I hadn't set a good example of faithfulness and getting to work on time and staying on the job and being faithful, amen, what kind of testimony would that have been to backslider Charles Mayberry Jr.? I lived long enough to see him get saved. Praise God. I just get in there to work and praise God and sing up a storm. Amen. One day somebody came around and asked him where that singing preacher was. He said, oh, he's around here somewhere. Amen. Just sung up a storm. Top of my voice. Once in a while, he'd come in and sing a little bit with me. Praise God. Amen. Oh, we can be a blessing, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. I just felt like singing one day, brother, as I was out there plowing in the garden in Kansas City, and I got to singing right out in the backyard of folks in the neighborhood. I never loved him better than today, although I've loved him dearly and worshiped him sincerely. I've never loved him better than today. Praise God. Amen. Worley, a sister from Assembly God Church, amen, came to a back fence. Few days, said, I heard you singing the other day. Said, I want you to know, so that made an impression on me. Amen. The blessing, hallelujah. That's better than griping, ain't it? That's better than griping, praise God. Hallelujah. Grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Question is how you keep them from it. Amen. He told Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. Question, how you keep them from despising your youth? Amen. Stop acting a fool. Hallelujah. Be responsible. Quit being an irresponsible dummy. Praise God. Yay! Hallelujah. Amen. Stop being stupid. Stupid. Amen. And nobody will despise you. Hallelujah. They won't. They can't. They're looking for good young people. Outstanding, upstanding, responsible. Young people that you can count on. Praise God. Amen. Let no man despise thee. Talking to a young preacher, Titus here. How you keep them from it? Don't give them any excuse. Now, if you sleep all day and drag out and don't do anything when you drag out, some folks are going to despise you. Amen. Well, as Brother Routon said, that some preachers don't know that the sun comes up gradual. Amen. It's just always up when they wake up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whew, glory to God. Let no man despise thee. No, they won't. They can't. You do things right. Amen. They'll commend you. They'll have no evil thing to say of you. Amen. You do the thing that's right. Ooh, hallelujah. And the time to start is when you're young. The time to start is when you are a teenager. Praise God. Right now. You'll never start any younger. Start right now. Don't avoid the issue. Face into the storm. Face into the work. You do it. You bear the responsibility of it. Amen. Back home is the unwritten law of the hills. Unwritten law of the whole country. Amen. You get a girl pregnant, you marry that girl. I still believe in it. You bear the responsibility for what you do. Amen. Bless your sweet heart. Amen. None of this irresponsibility. Running off. Amen. Not giving that child a name, you dog. Glory to God. You tell them I said so. A dog got better sense than that. Amen. Leave that child without a name, without a father. Irresponsible. Amen. Right. God Almighty. Amen. I know what you mothers are thinking is some of them, these dogs I wouldn't want my girl to marry. Amen. But I'll tell you something, Mama. It takes two to tango. And she's just much blame probably as he is. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody you think needs to hear this, give them a tape. Amen. Tell them I said so. Glory to God. I don't know what number this is. Praise God. Amen. Here's my text and title finally, Billy. Amen. If you want to scratch all the rest of what I said, amen, here's my text and title. What is the church looking for? Yee, hallelujah. What is the church looking for? Amen. Here's what's supposed to be looking for. Amen. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amy McPherson was a young woman called to preach, amen, with no congregation. Amen. To tell you something, if you're called to preach, you don't necessarily have to have a ready-made congregation with a building already built to preach. If you're really called to preach, you'll preach whether a pastor gives you a revival or not. If you're really called to preach, you'll preach whether the last camp meeting, amen, gave you an opening or not. Amen. Amy Simple McPherson said she's called to preach. Praise God, she walked out on the street. Amen. And stood there looking up. Right in the middle of the sidewalk. Amen. That little old frail woman standing there looking up. And people started coming around looking at her. And the crowd started yelling. They said, what's she looking at? What's she looking for? What's she up to anyway? And Annie McPherson just stayed there looking up. Amen. After a while, she realized that her congregation had gathered. Amen. And she started preaching to them right on the sidewalk. Praise God. She gathered a bunch of curiosity seekers and let them know that she was looking for Jesus Christ. Amen. To return the second time in the clouds of glory. Amen. And was they ready? Hallelujah. And that's the way she began her ministry. Amen. If you got the fire, you'll be like Jeremiah. You'll go. You'll preach. You won't be able to fall back. Amen. It will be a 20 mule team horses. That's what they used to have on Baraxo, you know, a 20 mule team of horses. Amen. A 20 mule team. Amen. Couldn't keep you from preaching. Praise God. If Paul could pay the rent and live in his own hard house for 2 years and never miss a payment. Amen. Wearing a chain, still in prisoner in Rome. Bless God. With both feet fancy free and both arms loose. Yeah, we can preach the gospel. Can you say amen? Amen. If we don't have favorable circumstances, we can create the circumstances. Come on. Hallelujah. What is the average church looking for? Amen. I'll tell you what, average church, John Doe church or whatever church, amen, the Pentecostals and the Baptistals, amen, and all the rest of them, I'll tell you what, most of them looking for, they're looking for some more nickels and some more noses, amen, so they can count some more nickels and some more noses, amen. They're trying to run a successful machine, amen. What we need to do is care more about individual souls and minister more to the individual souls, and a whole lot of individual souls one to God make up a church. Amen. What are they looking for? Sound doctrine? No. Most of them not looking for any kind of doctrine. Amen. Went out with a church group one night. Amen. Gentlemen had just come out of the Catholic Church. Amen. And he was coming around Pentecostal. You know him, Roger. Amen. If I called his name, I guess I ought to tell on him right here on the cassette ministry. Amen. But anyway, amen, just came out of the Catholic Church. We was sitting there talking. Another pastor across town, me, amen, sitting there. We was down here at the Steak and Shake when it used to be open down here. Amen. Whole bunch of church folks in there. And, amen. Pastor mentioned to him it was about time that he made the swing over to Pentecost, full swing. And he said, well, he said, I'm looking for a church that don't preach doctrine, he said. Dummy. Amen. Looking for a church that don't preach doctrine. Said, I came out of a church that preached doctrine. I'm looking for one that don't preach doctrine. You don't have much if you don't have one that don't preach some doctrine. Amen. What average John Doe? Amen. Loose at both ends and wiggling in the middle. Amen. Church member wants today. Amen. Is a church without any doctrine. Because they don't want no strings attached. They want to live as they please. Huh? Amen. Sound doctrine, praise God. Church ought to be looking for sound doctrine. Hallelujah. We need aged men, aged women, young women, steeped, hallelujah, soaked in sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Pointed in the right direction, glory to God, with a go signal to run. Hallelujah. Sound speech. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Honest servants, honest laborers that won't steal a factory dry, that blind, that won't amen, walk off with the dry goods in the store where they're working. Amen. That won't purloin the cash register. Amen. Great God. Honest servants. That won't steal the company blind. Amen. What's the average church looking for? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. They all
sing that with gusto. Amen. Everywhere you go, you'd find them singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. But they want an amazing grace that's amazingly dumb. Amazing grace that don't teach anything. Amen. This grace that I read to you tonight, it teaches. Amen. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That's what grace will teach us if we don't run the teacher off. Amen. Brother Roy Hatfield told me about how mean they was to the old teacher. Said she wore the same old sack dress every day. Amen. Ugly as homemade soap. And none of the students liked her. Amen. And they made it so hard on that poor old teacher that they run her off. Amen. One day she got down over a boy and he got down on his back in the seat with his knees against his stomach. And she was giving him a good flogging. Amen. And she got down closer and closer and closer to him. Amen. And he had them feet and legs cocked. And when she got close enough to him, flogging him, he let go with those feet and catapulted her clear across the schoolhouse. And those boys were successful in running the teacher off. She quit. Amen. Because they didn't like her. Grace is a teacher. And because the average church is a disgrace instead of grace, amen, instead of amazing grace, they're blessed with amazing disgrace. Amen. And they don't want anybody changing that. And they don't want any preacher preaching anything different. Amen. And woe be unto the one that does. Amen. Glory to God. A lot of people's like Charles Valentine going to school up Turkey Creek. Amen. Back up above Barberville, back in Charles Valentine's school days. Amen. And Charles always had a coarse voice. Even when he was a child, he had a coarse voice. And talked a little more like an older person. Amen. And Miss Rose was the teacher. And half the kids was out for recess. Amen. And what most of the kids didn't know was that Miss Rose had epilepsy. But she had never had an epileptic seizure right in school before the kids yet. Incidentally, when Earl Ivy came through Barberville, Kentucky, years ago, healing the sick, casting out devils, amen, Miss Rose got miraculously healed of epilepsy. God healed her. Praise God. Amen. I'm not saying he stayed straight all the way through, but he started out right. Amen. He had the goods when he started. Praise God. And God healed a lot of people. Miss Rose was one of them. Amen. But Miss Rose, while half was out for recess and the other half in books, we called it. Amen. She had epileptic seizure, fell out in the middle of the floor. Amen. Her eyes rolled back in her head and she lay there lifeless and still. Amen. And the kids had lost their teacher. And so, amen, disorganization took place. And Charles came sauntering out across the school ground to announce to all the kids what had happened. Said, won't be no more school. Why, Charles? Said, because Miss Rose just died. Amen. She'd have an epileptic seizure, and they thought she'd died and school was done for. Amen. I'll tell you what, amazing grace has striven so hard with some folks, he's already left them. He's already given up on him. They've trampled the grace of God under feet so long, amen, that the teacher has left. Instead of amazing grace, they've got amazing disgrace. Got amazing disgrace behind the pulpit. They got amazing disgrace in Sunday school staff. Amen. They got amazing disgrace. Amen. In the pulpit and in the pew.
in the clergy and in the laity. And the people love to have it so. Praise God. But what is the true church looking for? I'll tell you what the true church is looking for tonight. They're looking for, amen, that blessed hope. Hallelujah. And the glorious appearing, my, of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what Amy McPherson was looking for. And she gathered a crowd. And I'm persuaded our only chance to survive as a true church is that we too, amen, prove by our actions, words, and deeds that that's what we're looking for.
Amen. Average run-of-the-mill John Doe Christian is not looking for the glorious appearing when the saints go marching in. Amen. They need to sing when the church saints come dragging in instead of when the saints go marching in. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Brother Warren Moorhead got so tired of folks dragging in late. His church said, you better be glad you wasn't living under the law. Amen. About the first time you drug in late to, amen, to the tabernacle of God, God would strike you dead. Amen. Folks are not looking for the saints to go marching in. They're not saying, oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. They're more interested in Walmart. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody's chasing his own rabbit. Faithfulness, fidelity, loyalty, amen, has been traded off. Sold down the river, amen, for what we want to do. Every whimsical idea, every little old thing we decide to do, I want you to know God's work comes for our work. Amen. I'm sure glad we're not under a legalistic Sabbath. That way we can do as we please on Sunday. Wait just a minute. Amen. It's not the Sabbath day anymore. It's a Lord's day. That's more significant. Amen. You steal Sunday now, you're stealing the Lord's day. Huh? Amen.
Praise God. Oh, glory. Amazing grace will teach us to look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, you can't be no more deity than that great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's deity, brother. I don't believe in preachers preaching doctrine. That's deity. Amen. The doctrine of his deity sticks out. Glory to God. I mean, you can't get away from it. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. What are we looking for? Are we looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing? Are we looking for a great Redeemer? And are we looking for a preacher who'll preach it? Amen. Are we looking for a soft soaping? Amen. Schooled in the art of flattery? Huh? Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Pardon me. Amen. And I, glory to God, I believe in giving credit where credit's due. I like to do that. Amen. I'm not very good at flattery. Praise God. I believe in preaching the word. Hallelujah. I don't make it any harder on anybody else than I make it on myself. Brother Collins, you're hard. Amen. I'm not any harder on anybody else than harder than I am on myself. Amen. Hey, amen. It's a good way. It's amazing grace. Hallelujah. Bow into it. Accept God's way, God's will for your life. Do it. Put God first. Second. Amen. Every place, every area of our lives. First, second, third, fourth, fifth. Amen. All the way through, put him first. Amen. Let him be preeminent. And then we won't have to be afraid to face him when he suddenly appears. That blinding light.
shines from the east to the west. Amen. Like a lightning flashes in an instant. Preached a while back on the lightnings of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that glorious light's going to shine. It's a glorious appearance. A light-bringing appearance. Amen. A glorious, beautiful appearance. And in a moment's time, we're going to be transformed into that same translucence, that same light. Praise God, is going to clothe upon us. And we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. And the old song says, I'm going to shine like a star in the morning. Many a mansion shall be mine when I enter the gates of heaven. I'm going to shine. Hallelujah. I'm going to shine. Amen. Somebody said, he'll say well done to those that have well done. But he ain't going to lie for nobody. Amen. Grace will do a lot for us. Amen. It'll save us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hey, but if we listen to grace, she'll make a new man out of us. We listen to grace, make a new woman out of us. We listen to grace, it'll make a better son, a better daughter out of us. We listen to grace, amen, grace will make a better church member out of us. We listen to grace, grace will make a more responsible preacher out of us. Let's stand and pray. Amen. Father God in heaven, we thank you for amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Lord, I thank you for the love of Christ. I thank you for the blessed hope. I thank you for the glorious appearing of the Son of God. Touch our lives, our bodies, our souls, our spirits. Make us a light, make us a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Come around this altar. Let's tarry a while before the Lord. Let's seek him while he may be found. Let's get ready while it's getting ready time. We're in the dressing room tonight. Amen. We're cleansing our robes and making them whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Get ready, children. He's coming in the morning.